Dictation for David Fox, F-O-X, June 2954. Addressed as a letter to Dr. Mautsatson, Mautsatson, 7795222, Dr. Sahai, Sahay, 9566261. Dear colleagues, consultation Mr. Fox for chronic kidney disease, question acute change, comes accompanied with wife, which is Dr. Fox, local pediatrician in Mount Pleasant. He has a history of partial nephrectomy, right upper pole of the kidney, 2022. A year later, 2023, left-sided hydronephrosis, apparently from extension of prior history of prostate cancer, total nephrectomy done, has chronic kidney disease. There was a change of kidney function in the recent past. Etiology was not clear, although he was having some loose stools, probably not drinking as much liquids. Repeat creatinine now is back to baseline. He presently has normal appetite, no reported nausea, vomiting, dysphagia. Stools are improved, no blood melena, good urine output, no cloudiness, blood or infection, no major edema, claudication symptoms, no present chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, past medical history, diabetes for the last 4 or 5 years, presented with an A1C of 15, presently well-controlled 6.5, no documented retinopathy, neuropathy, or foot ulcers, hypertension for a number of years. He's not aware of the event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS stroke, no seizures, no liver disease, no heart abnormalities. There was elevated calcium at the time of prostate cancer back in 2012. He received radiation treatment, no surgery, was on hormonal treatment. Next paragraph, surgeries including the right-sided partial nephrectomy, upper pole, the left nephrectomy from obstruction and prostate invasion of ureter. Otherwise, no other surgeries, never had a colonoscopy. Next paragraph, reported side effects to bee and pollen. Next paragraph, present medications, metformin, glimepiride, losartan, Crestor. Occasionally Lomodal, vitamin D, and takes teroglutamide, D as in David, A-R-O-L-U-T-A-M-I-D-E, for prostate. Next paragraph, no prior history of smoking, rare intake of alcohol, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, social issues, mother recently placed on a nursing home. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 208, 72 inches tall, blood pressure 140 over 70 on the right, 120 over 70 on the left, no respiratory distress, alert oriented time 4, normal speech, no gross skin mucosal abnormalities, normal eye movements, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no carotid bruise, JBD, lymph nodes, or palpable thyroid. prior laparoscopic surgery on the right lateral flank and on the left anterior abdomen, overweight of the abdomen without palpable libre spleen masses or ascites, about 1 to plus edema the most, non-focal deficit. Next paragraph. In September, creatinine risen to 2.5 with a GFR of 27. That, however, has returned to baseline. October the 2nd, creatinine 1.8 for a GFR of 40. Normal sodium potassium acid base, normal calcium, recently normal albumin liver testing, anemia around 11.5, normal white blood cell platelet. Before surgical procedures, creatinine was normal around 0.9. There has been low normal iron studies, vitamin D 25 below 30, which is low. Normal B12. Next paragraph. In January 2024, a kidney ultrasound, left side was removed, right side 11.1, no stones or masses, mild degree of hydronephrosis, with normal ureter, no reported urinary retention. An MRI of the abdomen, this is from December 2024, with and without contrast. Normal liver, pancreas, spleen, adrenal glands. Postoperative changes on the right upper pole of the kidney, no masses. With question, hydronephrosis, mild, or a renal cyst on the pelvic area. A CT scan, PET scan is pending from a few days ago. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease from prior left-sided nephrectomy, prostate cancer, and partial upper pole nephrectomy on the right kidney for renal cancer. Recent acute event, probably dehydration, has returned to baseline. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Reported mild hydronephrosis with normal ureter. We'll see what the PET scan, CT scan shows. Any question about obstruction, we could do a nuclear medicine scan with diuretics to assess the functionality of that finding. Otherwise, he follows with urology. I did not change medications. Presently normal electrolyte, acid base, albumin calcium. Phosphorus will be added to his normal chemistries in a regular basis. Anemia has not required EPO treatment. Follow with Dr. Sahai oncology. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents. Monitor blood pressure at home. I found it a difference between right and left that needs to be double-checked. It's my understanding that there has been elevated PSA and some lymph nodes on prior PET scan. He remains on darolutamide, D-A-R-O-L-U-T-A-M-I-D. We'll see him within the next 6 months or early as needed, end of dictation.